Art Biz Show is here to help artists like you find the path towards art success.
Hello, artists, and thank you for joining me, your host, JC, and ArtBizShow.com. With this episode, I'm going to be covering branding. What is branding? What's the difference between a personal brand versus a business brand? Now, branding is generally the way you market yourself or career. So as artists, that can act as marketing an artwork, a body of work, performance, etc. Now, when we're talking about the difference between a personal brand and a business brand, there are both pros and cons to each. So let's get started on a personal brand. The pros to a personal brand are you'll be building around your personality and typically using your name. With a personal brand, you have a lot of flexibility around products and ideas and your art. Essentially, it's very simple to pivot or change directions. Typically ideal for the solo entrepreneur and ideal for the one person industry. Examples are authors, speakers, artists, coaches. You'll be associating your name with an area of expertise. Now, on the flip side, the cons to a personal brand are your personal name won't clearly state what you do. So because of that, you're going to have to associate your name with an offer and strong tagline in everything you do. It's very hard and pretty much impossible to sell a personal brand. So when you retire, so does your business and your brand. It also can be challenging to outsource and scale your business. I see it almost as a lifetime commitment to your brand. And remember, anything you say can and will be held against you. And everything that goes wrong is personally your fault, even if it's not. All right, so moving on to the business brand, pros and cons. So the pros for a business brand, you get to build it around an identity that you create. Oof, that's huge. You get to design your own name completely independent of your own personal name. Creating a business brand also forces you to think of your plans and the directions that you plan to take it in. For example, who is your ideal customer? And what will your business be known for? You also have the ability to complement your business name with an exciting tagline to get your ideal customers and market niche all riled up. It's also pretty simple to develop an exit strategy for when you want to retire and sell off this brand. You can also split equity and responsibilities as well as outsource any kind of tasks. Now, the cons with a business brand is it's difficult to build a business. And it's not very flexible. Unlike a personal brand where you can just be like, hey guys, I found this cool tool I'm using. A business brand is more focused, more centralized on exactly what you make, what you sell, your specific niche. But you may be able to combine both business and personal brands. For example, hey, my name is Personal Brand from Business Brand, and I'm here to show you 10 ways to impress a large audience with action painting. Before I get started, visit our website for a supply list and more actionable advice. And say an example of the brand and supply list would be paint-filled balloons, ponchos, drop cloths, splatter-proof clear containment canopies. You get the idea. All right, so here's 6 tips for developing your brand. Number 1, start with defining your brand. You gotta ask yourself these questions. What makes your concept unique in comparison to your competitors? What do you plan on achieving with your brand? How long will your brand operate? Understand what is driving you. What is your brand's mission? How will you give value and inspire your audience? How will your brand tap into your prospects' and collectors' emotions? Will your item produce enough value for the price that you are charging? How do you plan on maintaining a consistent brand image while you're marketing yourself? Now, for example, if you're branded as a children's book illustrator, you probably don't want to market yourself as a screenwriter. Moving on. Number two, think of your brand as a person. How do you want people to see and experience your brand? Bring your audience into the life and workings of your brand. Oh, you got to check out my episode on 90 plus post ideas. I have an entire section dedicated to personalities and behind the scenes content. Definitely got to check it out. Number three, your audience. It is important that you do not try to please everyone. Laser focus on your niche. Now, say for example, you design handcrafted paisley diaper bags for busy parents, specifically with twins. You probably do not want to market to single male gamers in their late teens, early 20s. Know your niche, your target demographic, and best buyer. Now, I really dig into understanding your niche in episode 3, Market Niche. Check it out. Number 4, be original, be you. Do not try and rip off logos of pre-existing brands. It's important to have a memorable design and powerful tagline. Also consider what your brand's color scheme will be and what fonts will you use. Now, for fonts, I typically use dafont.com. That's dafont.com and pay the artist for commercial use. But they also have a bunch of free fonts and free domain fonts. Public domain fonts. Now, personally, when it comes to graphic design, the designer in me, I start with designing the logo in black and white. And once it's finished, then that's when I try adding color to it where it may fit in. Now, with that said, I find it pretty important to have both a color logo as well as a black and white logo. So know that the black and white is cheapest to print. So whether it's you, a gallery, or your street team doing the printing, consider optimizing for the printouts. So you might be surprised at what colors, you know, lean towards black and what colors lean towards white. Your logo might end up showing up like completely washed out or completely blacked out. So optimize your design for various prints. Number 5, aim to build long-term relationships with your collectors. Oh, very important to be authentic and consider how you can empower them. Like, how can you excite them for the long term? How can you get them to continuously come back to you and keep collecting? It's important to speak to your prospects and collectors with a consistent tone. Obviously, always maintain an air of professionalism. What kind of personality will you adhere to your brand? What type of words will you use in your promotions? Do not simply copy and paste messages over and over and over again. Give them something fresh. Be you with them. Be authentic. And be sure to get everyone's email addresses. This is very important. Because if a social media platform dies, gets deleted, or kicks your brand out, emails will allow you to stay in touch with your current audience and collectors. It's important to build that list of hot email addresses. I can't say that enough for countless reasons. There'll be an episode on email marketing for sure. Number 6, be innovative, bold, and daring. This is standing for what you believe in. Don't just stamp your logo on everything. Remember, in everything you do, it is very important to remain consistent. Now, if you're just starting out, here are some free tools to check out. Quite helpful. So The first one is WordPress.org and Wix.com. Yeah, they're great for drag and drop websites and blogging and web hosting, and they both have free options. Number two is GIMP.org or iPicky. That is iPicky.com. They're free photo editing softwares and tools. And then there's also OpenOffice.org, which is pretty much everything else. Any kind of administrative work, any kind of file formatting, text creation, documents, all that kind of stuff, office stuff. All right, so as we're wrapping up, we got three takeaways. Number one, define, design, and develop your brand and discover your brand's personality. Number two, stay consistent in actions, messages, and generally how you define your brand. Number three, and this one, honestly, I cannot stress enough, maintain impeccable customer service. That's continuing to deliver value before and beyond the purchase. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Me, JC, and the artbizshow.com.
Thank you for joining us on the Art Biz Show. Learn more at artbizshow.com. That is artbizshow.com. artbizshow.com. See the show notes for more helpful info. Check out our other episodes and please share this with those who need it most. Subscribe for future episodes. Follow us on Twitter at ArtBizShow, Instagram at ArtBizShow, and Facebook at ArtBizPro. Your support will help us to help artist communities. You can support us at www.patreon.com/ArtBizPro. No donation is too small or large.